This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to sit in this big, giant, golden throne of a seat right here on the USA Radio Network. Today is the fourth day of June 2020, and I was just kind of searching through all the different websites, the different news sites, trying to find something to talk about. There's really nothing going on in the world. Did you guys know that? It's really kind of dead out there. Really like crickets. Nothing, really. No nations are angry with each other. There's not a virus going around killing hundreds of thousands of people. There's certainly not protests going on across... Oh, wait. I'm sorry. All of that is false. There's a lot going on. There's so much going on. Exactly. Crickets. It's overload. It's talk radio overload. I don't know where to begin. It's, you know, I'm on the sixth... This is my sixth hour of talk radio today. And I still, if I try, I have a pile of stuff that I won't even come close to getting through because it's just an avalanche of information. And it's been that way. Well, it's been that way certainly since last week, but even with the COVID and before that with all the politics, it's been an incredibly, let's say, hectic time of year as far as talk radio goes. But right now, we're at the pinnacle without question. I got to start with a couple things I want to start with here in the first break. I am going to have a guest at the bottom of this hour, author David Horowitz. He is a best-selling author. He's always an interesting, entertaining guy to talk to. He's sort of got his own sort of... He works at his own speed. But you'll understand what I'm talking about when we get him on at the bottom of the hour. But I have to admit, so I got home today, did my morning show, walked the dog, kind of got home finally. There's some construction going on at the house, so there's no time to really relax. So I just decided just for a couple minutes, I was going to put the television on just to try to, just to veg for like 15 minutes. And then what happens? It's impossible to veg. You are constantly bombarded. So what did I see? Well, I happened to tune in to the memorial service for... David. So it was actually an incredible scene, and I thought to myself, okay, what am I going to watch here? What am I going to see? What's going to materialize? And then, of course, I happened to be tuning in at maybe the worst possible time for me because it was Al Sharpton's turn to talk. And, or at least maybe that's... I think he only had a certain amount of time to talk. The only time I was watching the memorial service today was he was up there talking. So I don't know if he was talking through the whole thing. Maybe he was. I don't know. But I tuned it on, and I was listening to him. Now, I got to preface this by saying I've never been a fan of Al Sharpton. I think he's a professional race baiter, and he constantly is sort of looking for an angle or an edge to turn something that isn't racist into something that is racist. Okay, so now you've got a situation where he's out there today, and he's giving his sermon or speech or spiel, whatever you want to say, and I'm actually thinking, here we go, because I'm already predetermining this is going to be... It's going to colossally make me upset. I'm going to be ticked off by the time it's all said and done. And he starts off, and he's going into it. He's really, really starting to stoke the fires. He's getting people fired up. People are getting up out of their seats. And he's using these one-liners. To me, he's creating more animosity and chaos than to sort of... Well, he's doing that. He's doing it on purpose. Than to sort of explain this man's life and the meaning behind it and all that goes along with that. Okay. So the first 5 or 10 minutes, I'm starting to get livid. But I got to admit, I got to be honest, by the time it was all said and done, I think he did a pretty good job. I think he brought it around, and I wasn't angry at the end. I was a lot less angry, certainly less angry at him, And I think he sort of got everybody fired up. And I was saying to myself, this can't be helping. This is not going to help tonight if he keeps going in this direction. And then he kind of came around, and I thought the second half of his little sermon was a lot better. So I'm not giving kudos necessarily to Al Sharpton today, but I will say that it was better than I thought it was going to be, and not necessarily, and it wasn't as good as it could have been, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So, I mean, George Floyd, it was a, you know, it was a ceremony with a lot of, you know, people, you know, important people or what have you, that were in attendance today. Anyway, I also wanted to talk about the cops, and you know how I think it's important that we always begin with the premise that the overwhelming majority of law enforcement people adhere to a strict code of conduct. They have their own creed. And I'm not going to read it to you, but it certainly has to do with innocence and weak, you know, protecting the weak against oppression and equality and justice. And I think the cops in this situation are getting such a bad rap. 80,000 police officers across the country. 80,000. They facilitate 10 million arrests every single year. Now, listen, if there is just 1% of those 800,000 are bad guys, or more likely 5%, 4 or 5%, you're talking 90,000. That's a lot of people if it's 5,000. I mean, it's a lot of people. Excuse me, not 90,000, but 40,000. That's a lot of people out there on the streets if, in fact, they're predetermined to sort of be racially motivated. Okay, so the idea is you're going to have to get them off the streets as fast as possible. That has to happen. But the other guys should not be blamed for the acts of the very, very chosen few. And I think that has been happening here up until this point. Now, last night was better as far as the protests go. We'll see what happens tonight. But on, you know, remember, on Monday, May 25th, the four officers that apprehended George Floyd, essentially, they executed the guy. I mean, I don't know how far you want to take it, but they did. They did about, the three who did not have anything necessarily to do with him, they did a poor job. The one guy that was knee on the neck, he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail. There's no question about that. So those cops failed us, no question. And that event has proven to be a catalyst for a nationwide firestorm that has essentially brought dozens of American cities to their knees, right? It began as a nonviolent, let's say a couple of nonviolent protests, but it turned into lawless pandemonium. I mean, history has demonstrated to us that peaceful protests can certainly be the agents of change. But you got to remember something. Each night across this country for the last 7 days, it's been these pale-faced demons donning those black masks, those black T-shirts. They're rising every single night to cause chaos. Minneapolis, Atlanta, New York, Oakland, L.A., Washington. Just a few of the municipalities essentially turned to battlegrounds, bloody battlegrounds. These guys were bent on destruction, hijacked basically this whole movement, this George Floyd movement. Like today it sort of circled back because it was all about him, but the movement itself has been hijacked by, you want to call him Antifa, you want to call him the ultra left, whatever you want to call him. But it's been a terrible situation from essentially from Thursday last week for an entire week until right now. It's been absolute chaos. I wanted to talk about that. We'll take a couple phone calls. Those of you who are on hold, just hang in there. I'll take you in the second break. But I also wanted to mention Drew Brees and the whole dilemma surrounding him. So Drew Brees, the quarterback in New Orleans, essentially Drew Brees is New Orleans. I mean, here's a guy who didn't even option or offer or go in and look for a job anywhere else. He is always been in New Orleans, I think, for over a decade, more than that. I think he was drafted by the Chargers, but ended up with New Orleans. He's been there. He went, took him to the Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl. He is Mr. New Orleans. He actually had a comment. Somebody asked him a comment about what are you going to think about or how are you going to act if NFL players start taking a knee. And he gave an honest opinion. He didn't like it. He said it didn't sit well with him. And, of course, the Internet went absolutely crazy. Everybody from NFL players to LeBron James were calling him out on that. And even protests directed at Drew Brees the other night were terrible. they were, you know, up and swearing up and down, blank Drew Brees this and F Drew Brees that, blah, blah. It was this is a guy who is Mr. New Orleans. They love him down there. Well, apparently, you can't have your own thought process. To me, listen, for me, I'm going to stay exactly where I am when it comes to the flag. I get the idea. I understand. I've always understood what you're trying, the message that's trying to be portrayed by the folks who are taking any. I always got that. But I've always thought that it's the wrong time to do it. There's a different time you can do that. Now, I know that'll cause a lot of controversy. People will call me up, and that's the way you get attention. You do it when everybody's looking. I get it. I understand. I'm just not going to agree with it. It's my choice not to agree. Just like it's your choice to take the knee. It's my choice not. But you're playing for an NFL franchise that also has some skin in the game. And if it's their choice, if the owner's choice is for you not to kneel and you do, well, then, you know, you're going to have to pay the ramifications of going against your boss. Or if the NFL says, no, we're not kneeling. Now, the NFL is going to be in a tough spot because there's going to be a lot of pressure on them to allow some kind of a sort of gesture, either beginning of the game or after the game. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. But for me, can I have my own opinion on this? Can I put the flag and the national anthem above just about everything else? Right? We've had this conversation a million times in the past. All of a sudden now, everybody else's opinion doesn't matter because some folks think some things are even slightly off-kilter or racist. How the heck is it possible for someone to lose their job as an NBA play-by-play guy because he tweeted All Lives Matter? He lost his job because of that. I mean, that's, to me, it's just not fair. First Amendment is the cornerstone of what makes us free. We've got to be able to talk and speak our own mind. All right, I'll grab a couple phone calls when we come back. Quick break. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and the sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals. You've heard of those N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use the N95, we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria, just like the medical professionals, right? We don't want to get sick. So a highly recommended mask that gives just about the same protection, slightly less, is the Boomer Natural 30-Day Face Mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. In other words, the professionals get N95 for 95%, and Boomer's providing 92.2% antibacterial. And it's a mask that every adult and every child over the age of 2 can use. Very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. And they come in adult and children sizes. Not only are the Boomer Natural masks a highly rated consumer mask, but they're very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Everyone always asks me, we're supposed to wear masks, but where do I get them? 30-day mask, 30 cents a day. The mask can be used up to 30 days by hand washing with soap and water at the end of each day. Many masks only good for one day, so they're very costly. So you just order them at boomer.com, boomernaturals.com, and you use a code at checkout, WARRADIO20, to get 20% off. Boomernaturals.com, WARRADIO20, and get 20% off every single order. If you do order over $50, you get shipping and handling free.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I got to apologize. Apparently, I am going a little bit crazy. I think in the opening segment, I said, I screwed up. That's what I did. I screw up all the time. It's like a regular occurrence for me. It happens over and over and over and over again. I think I called George Floyd Dave, so I apologize for that. If I did, I'll have to go back and check the tape. Let's go out to California and bring on John. John, how are you, man?
Just great, Lee. God bless you. And
you too, buddy.
You know, after all, God only made one race, the human race.
There you go, pal.
And there are no white people, and there are no black people. We're all different shades of brown.
That's true.
Do you agree with that?
I do. I agree with that. You're right on the money, my friend.
I think it's so important, and our Constitution says that all men are created equal, and that tells it all. Our country is the only country with that sort of declaration. All men are created equal, and there's only one race, the human race, and this racism is stupid, and we need to get over it and just realize that we're all equal. And one of the greatest things that ever happened this last year was Meghan Markle joining the royal family, and Prince Harry, he's going to have the strongest royal family that's ever been.
Well, didn't they bounce him to the curb, though, John?
Well, you know, he's still standing.
Okay.
He's still standing. And God only knows what's going to happen. So I don't need to worry about, we don't need to worry about things. God knows what's going to happen, so we don't need to worry about it. And I'm so happy to hear that Las Vegas is back and cooking.
There you go, my friend. John, listen, thank you for the call. Thank you for waiting as long as you did. I'm sorry it took so long for me to get to you, but don't be a stranger to the show here on the USA Radio Network. You realize, everybody, you realize that in following up to his thought on racism, so everyone talks about racism, how rampant it is, and how we're out in droves. Basically, the police are out in droves hunting black men. None of that is true. First of all, is there racism in the country? No question about it, right? There are people who are racist, people who don't like people because of the color of their skin, the shape of their eyes, the color of their hair, whatever. They still exist, but it's a lot less than it was 20 years ago, and it's certainly a lot less than it was 100 years ago. If you look at just pure numbers, just look at the math. If we are not the least racist, we are one of the least racist countries on the planet, right? Look, just go look at other nations. They don't let other people in that don't look like them. The most racist country in the world is China, period. End of story. So, yeah, do we got work to do? Of course. We have problems in certain areas, no question about it. But, man, we're a lot better off than a lot of other places. And we're certainly a lot better off than we were, again, 20, 40, 100 years ago. By the way, another police officer died. This was on a domestic. It was a young black woman with a child, a mother, and, has a child. Now, let me ask you a question. This happened. She was responding to a domestic. She got shot, killed in line of duty. So we're going to have, I hope we have some kind of protest for her, too. Right? I mean, isn't that what it's all about? Anyway. All right, bottom of the hour. Interesting guest coming up next. Author David Horowitz will join me. If you haven't heard him, he's a smart guy with certainly an interesting take on what's going on in the world. We'll have that next. Wayne Allen Root at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. On a day that thousands of Brooklyn, New York residents paid their respects to George Floyd, Floyd's brother Terrence is expressing his thanks for the outpouring of support and calling for peaceful protests.
I'm proud of the protests, but I'm not proud of the destruction. I'm going to say that again. I'm proud of the protests, but I'm not proud of the destruction.
During a Justice Department news conference, Attorney General Bill Barr defended his authority to clear a path for President Trump to walk to a nearby church.
The president is the head of the executive branch and the chief executive of the nation and should be able to walk outside the White House and walk across the street to the Church of Presidents.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says America needs to heal, and he's calling on Congress to get back into session. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered across the entire country. I appreciate you guys tuning in. And this is always a treat. I've talked to him in the past. He's got a new book out, which I'm sure will get everybody fired up and ready to go. It's called Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. David Horowitz is joining us. Sir, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Just okay?
Interesting watching the left tear up the country.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm fine.
It is disgusting in a way. I watch, I try to watch
it
as much as I
can. It's a war.
It's a war.
How the Democratic Party became a racist party, how it uses race as a weapon. You can see it here. Every city that's exploded in America is controlled by the Democratic Party. 100%. Everybody involved in Minneapolis who has any kind of influence or power over what happened to George Floyd is a Democrat or black. The police chief is black. The attorney general is black. The city council has 12 Democrats and a Green Party member. Why aren't the protests, at the DNC headquarters? Why are they going after the White House? Because the Democrats and the Democrat media have weaponized race to attack patriotic Americans who voted for Donald Trump and who are trying to restore order in the streets. My book, Blitz, is a guide to this war. It's been developing over decades, actually. You'll find it all in this book.
You mentioned Minneapolis, but you can say the same thing about every single city that's under siege across the country.
Washington, D.C., where there's thousands of people menacing the White House. Why have they been allowed to do that for a week? Why is the Washington Post and the New York Times and all the entire Democratic Party supporting people who are menacing the White House? Why aren't they applauding the president, for clearing the streets? They defend these protesters as though they're peaceful. We know what's going on. There's thousands of people, and they allow in their ranks these terrorists from Antifa who are armed with Molotov cocktails and who knows what else. I think every patriotic American who watched that walk by Trump, held his or her breath that he wasn't assassinated. This is the country is in a terrible crisis, and the Democrats are stoking the fires of it. All these Democrat governors that, won't call out sufficient National Guard, the mayors like de Blasio, the Bowser, the mayor of Washington, they're all Democrats. And they all want the country to be torn up. Shoot cops, there's 5 cops shot, there's 431 who've been injured. It's all over a fictitious outrage. It was terrible what happened to George Floyd, but it's pretty isolated. Last year, there were 10 million arrests by police.
Correct.
19 white people, unarmed, were killed by the cops, and 9 blacks. That's the reality. The reality is an unarmed black is as likely to be killed by police as to be struck by lightning. That's the statistical reality. Of course, you never read this in the Times or you hear it on MSNBC or CNN. There is no huge problem of police racism. The police departments of the major American cities are run by blacks and Democrats, for crying out to you.
David Horowitz, that's okay. David,
it's all in this book I've written.
So let me just get to that real quick. You think Trump will smash the left and win?
Well, it goes day to day now.
It's been a tough year, man.
I think the American people want to live in peace. They want to feel secure in their homes. They want their business districts that serve them. This is true of black America. I mean, you see these black store owners weeping with their life savings wiped out by these left-wing rioters.
Right.
I think America can see what the press won't even show them, but you see it on television. Country's being destroyed. They want law and order. If it's going to take the military because the Democrats are on the side of the enemy, fine. What they used to call the silent majority.
Well, I tell you, it's tough because every day, like you said, it's a battle every single day. This has probably been the worst 4 months, 5 months in the history, sort of as far as political history of this country.
Yeah, look how the Democrats lie about the social distancing.
Oh, I know. It's garbage.
When it's business, people wanting to reopen businesses, they're attacked by the Democrats because they're going to spread the virus. Democrat governors and mayors are arresting people for walking on the beach, strolling in the park, opening their barbershop. But when it comes to wrecking our fast, thousand-member mobs wrecking our cities, but that's okay with them. They support that. Because the Democratic Party is a party that has declared war on America. That's the reality.
David Horowitz, our guest, I want to ask you, because there are a lot of folks out there of color who are smart, right? They get it. They understand it. And they really don't have
That's another thing. Black people have a huge stake in this country.
Right.
This country is the least racist, most inclusive, most tolerant country on the planet. And black, the vast majority of black Americans are in the middle class. They own businesses. They dominate the popular culture. Well, you know, it's not just music, but, you know, sports. All the icons of our children are black, for crying out tears. They don't want to see the country torn up, although they've been, you know, lots of these celebrity spokesmen have been brainwashed. I mean, it's unbelievable the stupid things that people are saying. It's how black Americans aren't privileged. If you're black, you get into college with 200 less points on the SATs. In fact, they're abolishing the SATs to help blacks get to college. You get jobs. You get promotions. How many white people have been killed by police in troubling circumstances that never get a hearing? How many have been murdered? Black Americans, they're 13% of the population, they commit between 50 and 60% of the violent crimes. And America is tolerant of this. You don't see Americans going out and attacking the black community because it's so crime-ridden. And all of these civil rights so-called cases involve criminal arrest. Terrible things can happen if you resist arrest or you're in that situation. This woman, Breonna Taylor, her brother fired at police with a weapon. That's how come she's dead. Sorry for that.
No, listen, I went over these crime statistics.
This is my book. Well, chapter and verse of how the Democratic Party became like this. And, you know, the sinister truth is all these black politicians, they're the ones who keep their inner city communities down. It's black Democrats. There isn't a Republican in sight, as I said, in Minneapolis, but that's true in every large American city is 100% controlled by the Democratic Party. And it always has a black figure to defend its injustices and oppression of black people.
His name is David Horowitz. Every once in a while we get a chance to talk to him. It seems like he's got a book out all the time, and this is the latest one. Trump will smash the left and win. A lot of folks are really coming out and giving it high praise, including Mike Huckabee and Donald Trump Jr. So you got a lot of folks on your side with this thing.
The president has read it and likes it. I hope people will take a look at it because you're not going to get this from your media. Now, you know, you can watch Fox all you want. They're afraid to say things like I'm saying right now. They're afraid to, tell it like it is, as we used to say in the 60s. The fact of the matter is there would not be this rioting if Democrats were not in control of the cities and the states. And it's true of the virus as well. All the major states, either they blame Trump for killing 100,000 people when it's Democrat governors like Cuomo who control the health systems in their states. If the health system has failed, it's because of Democrat governors. But you know, the Republicans are too damn stupid or timid to say these things. But you can find it all in my book, Blitz.
All right, let me ask you one more because I'm running out of time. How does this all end?
You want me to whip out my crystal ball?
Kind of, yeah.
It's going to end. First of all, it's going to take a very long time to end. But I think that November And I believe that the American people, you know, that they have their heads done right. They can see. I noticed that 95% of the people causing the destruction are under the age of 30. There's a much larger America out there that can see what's happening and are horrified by it and understand that Trump is trying to save the country. When the Democrats lose in November, things will begin to change. The Democratic Party is what it is. It's a treasonous party.
Yeah.
You know, part of my book, Blitz, is about these fake impeachments. You know, the Russia collusion hoax. They spread lies for 3 years that Trump colluded with Russia when it was actually Hillary and the Democrats who colluded with Russia. They formed the resistance. How un-American is that? You know, when you have a president who's elected, you're supposed to give him a honeymoon. We have a country built on compromise, not on war. The Democrats declared war on Trump before he was even elected.
Absolutely.
That's and they've maintained that. They're a seditious party.
Truth.
They're undoing the American system as we speak.
All right, David. I got to run. I'm out of time, but I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us today. Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. Amazon has it. I'm looking at it right now. You can get it there. I always appreciate your time, sir, and your honesty and your candor. So hopefully we can talk soon.
Sure. Thanks.
All right, pal. Have a good one. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment, the show's finest known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
We are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here in just a couple of minutes. I would like to just tell you a quick story. I shared this with my audience in Connecticut this morning. Never really talked about this before on the air. And I wanted to bring it up with you guys across the entire country because I want you to know that, yes, I write columns. We talk on the radio about the positive aspects of a police. Predominantly, that's where I am. That's where I go. I'm pro-police. But that doesn't mean that I haven't had run-ins in the past with police officers. I have. I told the story this morning. I'll quickly share it with you. When I was in my mid-20s, I was sort of in between careers. I started out as a baseball player, and my whole life, everything in my life was focused on trying to become a Major League Baseball player. I came close. I played a few years in the Cardinal organization. Didn't work out for me. And I sort of was left with a shattered dream and nowhere to go at 25, 26. And so while I was trying to sort of piece my life back together, I took a job as a bartender. And it was a bartender at like a nightclub in the city that I lived next to. It was the biggest city, if you will, in the area for me in Connecticut. And, you know, it had some unscrupulous people working there. And even the owner was under some question as far as some stuff that he had done in the past. Anyway, my point is, I was pretty much squeaky clean, right? Didn't drink, still don't drink. Didn't smoke, don't do drugs, all of that. But this place that I was working at, it was really all over the place. Anyway, one night, a couple of cops come in as I'm getting ready to bartend to start my shift. A couple of local cops came in. So I didn't really have a like or a dislike at 25 for the cops. They were just part of the scenery, right? But these two cops come in, and they start badgering me about information about one of the people that worked there and about the owner of the club. Stuff I didn't know. But even if I did know, I wouldn't tell them the way that they were asking me. It was really ugly. It was really bad cop kind of situation. Anyway, long story short now, essentially what they did was they told me that if I didn't give them information, they were going to plant drugs in my car. And when they left me that night, I was sure. I was so sure. I felt completely intimidated because they had the total power. And I can only imagine what my family would have gone through had that happened, had they done that to me. And the truth is, I think they purposely pulled me over, had the police department pulled me over the next couple of weeks, like two or three times, to put that fear in me. Now, I never said anything, never would. First of all, I didn't know anything to say. But I know, I could tell that these were bad cops, bad guys. And after doing that to me, they're doing that to a lot of other people. So I feel, in some instances, what a lot of the folks around the country are going through when they talk about police's abuse of power. I understand it. I get it. And I understand that it's out there. But I've had too many run-ins since then with cops, post 30 years old, where I just know that the majority of the people who are wearing the blue uniforms are just special guys. They're great guys. They got into this because they wanted to help out. They weren't crooked and aren't crooked. And they're not dirty. So when people take shots at cops, I'm going to defend them. Because I think my experiences with them overall have been unbelievable. They're just great people. Most of them. But like a lot of other folks out there, I can point to times in my past where they have absolutely 100% abused their power. All right, listen, I got to run. Wayne Allen Root is here. My name is Lee Elsie. Enjoy your weekend. I'll catch you guys on Tuesday. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.